According to Jordan's King Hussein, the situation in his country is totally under control, and Jordanians under the influence of Iraq were responsible for the weekend's riots in the city of Kerak. Jordan's information minister said the crisis passed peacefully. The riots broke out after the Jordanian government, under pressure from the International Monetary Fund to reduce its budget deficit, reduced several food subsidies. And as a result of the most notable reduction, the price of bread more than doubled. Middle East correspondent Barton Gellman of The Washington Post was in Jordan over the weekend and says that saying the crisis has passed and the situation is totally under control may be an overstatement.
I think people are still very angry, and it affects people who were ordinarily, up until now, considered his own base of support.
Why, if in fact reducing the subsidy for bread is something that would have affected Jordanians throughout the country, why would the city of Kerak be the place where the disturbances break out?
Well, it's working-class town, sort of away from the capital, away from the power elite, feeling particularly resentful that people like them are asked to bear the burden of the budget deficit in Jordan. You have to understand that bread is something very elemental in Jordan. Look, it is anywhere in the world, the staff of life. But in Jordan, it's not only a staple, it's the staple. It also has a history of being especially cheap, by far the cheapest in the region and probably some of the cheapest in the world. And there is an attitude toward bread in Jordan that's, I would describe, almost as being reverential. They have all sorts of sayings about it and rituals around the sharing of it. And even if you're walking along a street and you find a scrap of it on the ground, cheap though it is, if you're Jordanian, you're likely to stoop over, pick it up, and they have a gesture where they sort of kiss it and touch it to their forehead and then carefully place it somewhere where it won't be trampled underfoot.
Now, you quoted in your report in today's Washington Post, one Jordanian, was it former prime minister, saying that Jordanian women used to be able to bake their own bread, he said.
That's right. He says that these subsidies they've had all these years have made people lazy, and they ought to go back to providing for themselves. And since tomatoes are cheap, he says, let them eat tomatoes. He didn't seem to have any irony in his voice when he said it. But that does give you some sense of the empathy or lack thereof in Jordan's very wealthy classes for this crisis at the bottom of society.
And you're describing a country in which it's often said if it isn't a majority, then it's awfully close to a majority of the population that isn't, in one sense, Jordanian. They're Palestinian. Are these people in Kerak Jordanians? Are they Palestinians? Who are they?
These are the classic East Banker, the quote-unquote real Jordanians. The Palestinians are those whose families originated in the West Bank, and the East Bankers, the other side of the Jordan River, are the many tribes and clans who have been the core of popular support for King Hussein. And make no mistake about it, even a monarchy these days needs popular support. And he relies on the loyalty of these various Bedouin tribes and other clans in Jordan to stand behind him. He fills the ranks of the army, officer corps, the government bureaucracy, and so on with these people. And these folks in Kerak are exactly them.
One thing that a popular monarch would do after an uprising over a policy enacted by his government would be to sack his prime minister and get a new one.
Well, they have plenty of history of that. It is traditional in Jordan, if you're angry at the king, to pretend that you're not and to direct all your anger at the prime minister. And it's traditional for the king to turn around and fire his prime minister when he served that purpose. At the moment, however, King Hussein is standing firm.
Well, Barton Gellman, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Correspondent Barton Gellman of The Washington Post spoke to us from Jerusalem.